This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
There's been some crime in the US.
Is there?
Yeah, in New Jersey. Someone's been vandalising all of the Christmas decorations.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's terrible.
And it's nearly cost this town called Seagirt their annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And the police have been interviewing people about the damage, and they said that there's a motive behind it because multiple wires are being cut.
Wow.
So he says there's several cuts throughout everything. If we lay them all out, he told NBC in New York, it tells me they definitely wanted to do it and they wanted to accomplish their goal of making sure the lights don't work.
Right.
So it's not just an accident, it's not just a broken wire or something. Someone's actually going and deliberately cutting it in several spots across the whole town.
Wow, it's Mr. Scrooge.
And after it is like that, isn't it? After witnessing the vandalism, residents put the blame on kids. Saying, you know, they don't like the regular ceremony. But then police have now released a statement saying they're happy that no human acted as a Grinch in this incident. It was a squirrel. The squirrel has gone around the whole town and chopped the Christmas lights, but in such a way.
But how did he chop it? What was
he probably just chewed it. Just with, I don't know, but this squirrel has been going around and not just in one location.
Sharp teeth,
but
mate.
Has gone to every, all the Christmas lights.
I want to electrocute itself,
he hasn't,
poor darling.
No, he hasn't, so I don't know. Why, maybe it's low voltage or something, but he's gone around to all the Christmas lights, chopped them up in multiple
wow.
locations.
That sucks.
And they all thought it was the kids, so the poor kids got into trouble for it.
Are you going to put a Christmas tree up this year?
No, I'm having a break this year.
Are you?
I've decided, yeah.
From Christmas. Do you know what? You're probably talking for majority of people. A lot of people dread this time of the year. It's a very emotional year, darling.
It is. And
yeah.
No, I'm having a break.
So no tree up, nothing?
No tree up. I'm not even doing the Christmas lights outside my house.
No, what's that circle they put around mistletoe? What's that thing they put out the front of the house on the door? What's that thing called?
I don't know. What
mistletoe
you call
or whatever.
The thing.
You know the thing?
Yeah.
It looks like a wand.
I don't
or,
have one of those anyway.
Yeah. Okay, no. So none of that.
None of that. I'm not doing it this year.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'll have lunch with my family. But
yes, but no tree.
No tree. Having a break. And one of the reasons was is because like we're going on holidays,
yes,
and I just can't be bothered pulling it all down.
It's a big. My mum actually said the same thing. She said, "No, I can't be bothered with pulling down the whole thing." So
yeah, and I'm not cooking anything. I'm not doing Christmas at my house this year. So
yeah.
I just decided, no, not going to do it. Are you?
No. No. I'm not doing no Christmas tree this year.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, there's that then. Hope we've depressed everybody.
I want to ask your opinion on something. There's
yes.
a model and she's posed in a magazine called Love Magazine.
Love Magazine. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but I assume it's something to do with
probably
love.
A lot of naked photos, babe.
She's on a table. The table's covered in spaghetti.
Oh.
And she's massaging the noodles all over her body.
So she's naked, is she?
No, she's wearing a very pricey lingerie.
A jumpsuit?
No, she's not wearing a jumpsuit. Very, very pricey lingerie.
Yes.
And she's rubbing this spaghetti all over her. And she says, look, it's my body and I can roll in spaghetti. This
yep.
is in the caption if I want to.
Yep.
Or get
now, is
naked.
It just spaghetti or has it got sauce on it?
It's got sauce.
Okay.
I think it's meat sauce, actually. I was trying to look at it.
You just swallowed a big gulp of saliva when I asked you about the sauce. Are you hungry,
no,
darling?
Maybe I'm a bit hungry. I think I am a bit hungry. But she doesn't actually eat it. But the other thing is she's wearing woolen mittens.
Woolen mittens.
So she's clad in lingerie, she's
yep.
wearing woolen mittens, and she's rubbing this spaghetti all over her body.
I don't get the woolen mittens bit, though.
Now, no, I don't get that at all, because you'd get the furry bits in
yeah,
the spaghetti.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
But what I want to ask your opinion about is she's claiming that this is feminism.
Feminism?
Feminism. So she's advertising, she's advertising expensive lingerie, right, but she's not admitting that, but she's using the rubbing spaghetti all over her body as the draw card. So she's disguising her advertising as feminism.
But
what do you reckon?
How's it feminism? I don't get the feminism bit. I mean, feminism means equality between both sexes, right?
Well, she's saying
how's she demonstrating that?
She's saying it's because no one can tell her not to rub spaghetti all over her
body.
Well,
no one can tell her to rub spaghetti off her or rub it all over her. So, just like no one can tell you.
So do you reckon she's abusing the word feminism there? Like she's using it to just sell her lingerie?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think it's really silly. I don't even know why feminism has come into it, to be honest.
Well, that's the whole thing, and that's what the article's...
I love the idea that she's rolling around in spaghetti because I'd love a bowl of it. But as far as feminism goes...
Well, you wouldn't eat this one because it's got meat in it.
Well, does it say meat? It just says sauce. That's just you
actually,
thinking.
Maybe they were olives
there
or something.
Sources without meat, Warren.
That's true. So maybe it isn't. Maybe
not everything is made up of bolognese, buddy.
So maybe she
try some carbonara. Actually, that's got
bacon in it and cream. Oh, yeah, you're meant to.
No, actually, a traditional carbonara is only bacon and the egg yolk.
Oh, is it really?
Exactly.
Oh, well, I've got
to stop going to those dodgy restaurants that you go to with your dodgy dates. Hey, now listen. I have noticed that the waiter downstairs where we go and have coffee has suddenly completely stopped speaking to us.
He,
to the point where he actually doesn't even serve us anymore. It's so obvious.
I've noticed now, as well.
Admittedly, I've never liked the guy. I just find him a little bit too narcissistic.
You've always been friendly. You've never...
Well, I've always been friendly. I've never found him really friendly, but he'd at least acknowledge us. He does not acknowledge us at all. And one thing that I can't handle is passive aggressive. Now, I know I've done it before in my past, but thankfully I've gone into therapy and I've worked through it. And I keep trying to work through it because I know that it's a natural response for people who just do not know how to communicate their needs or how they really feel.
I don't find
you passive. So they shut down. No, I'm not at all.
I find you very direct.
Oh, my God, I'm so direct with you. It's ridiculous.
Like, so direct.
Yes.
It's like a concrete slab coming to hit you.
But once upon a time or in relationships, I'm not direct. I can shut down if I'm hurting or if I've upset my partner. But I really don't like this passive aggressive, so he really triggers me.
You know what's really...
Because I really feel like going up to him and saying, hey, it's shaking him, going, buddy, what's wrong? I'm paying you your wages.
You know
what? Give me my coffee. I shouldn't be serving myself.
You know what it is, though, with him? I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I have noticed that as well, but he started chatting to me online.
Oh,
no.
This is what it's about.
So I don't know what's going on there.
So what did he say to you? Hey.
Just hi, how are
hey?
You? And yeah,
what did you say?
Haven't seen you for ages. I just said, hey, back. We just kept going, hey, and then we add another word to it.
So should we go have a coffee?
Went, hey, how? Then, hey, how are you?
Oh,
like
God.
It just, and this went over about 3 days.
Yeah. It's so funny because I find being passive-aggressive is actually more aggressive than, being passive-aggressive is more aggressive. Like I used to work for this woman in Sydney. Oh, my God, she was so funny. But she'd come in and help out. Like when we'd be really busy in the restaurant, she'd come in and do the dishes and help out. And you could tell she'd be muttering under her breath. But what she'd do is to just control herself, she'd be humming to the music. So she'd be like, and then even if the music wasn't on, she'd be like, and all I could feel was my body, the anxiety that I had. I thought, she's got a knife in her pocket. She's going to kill us all. And that was just her being so passive aggressive, because as soon as she'd go into the office and we'd walk in, she'd start complaining about all the other staff members, like, they're not doing this and he came up late. But she didn't have the confidence to say, hey.
So she'd hum.
So she'd hum her way through the whole day, and I'd be on edge the whole time.
Did she break the dishes while she was washing
No, she
them?
Did. I can't remember her breaking dishes, but she probably did. But the whole time, and I'd be thinking, oh, my God, the gun's going to come out now. I'm going to die in about 3 minutes.
I'm glad you didn't. I had a partner who used to do that to me.
Really?
We'd have an argument over whatever, something trivial. It wouldn't be anything significant whatsoever.
I burnt the eggs, darling.
Something really – he would go silent on me. Silent for a couple of days.
Oh, that
and
is terrible.
I'm a talker.
Yeah,
so
you're
like
a massive talker, yeah.
And I'd get really distressed going, oh, my goodness, can we please talk about this? Silence. Silence. No,
yeah,
no
and
phone
you know
calls
what?
Answered,
I see
nothing.
That as control as well.
Oh, it's shocking behaviour, you know. Particularly when it...
I mean,
when
not in all circumstances. I understand that it's learnt behaviour and sometimes we shut down, what have you. But when you silence somebody and you don't want to talk...
And you know when that person
and
is
distressed.
And you know
distressed. That person is distressed. I think that's very cruel. So people, if you're doing it in your relationship,
stop
like
it.
I am, stop it.
Just hum. Hum, dum, 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 dum.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.